Welcome to the Credibility Nation Show, the podcast that will help you to continually build and grow your credibility, with your host, Mitchell Levy.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Gilmore Crosby, who is the president at Crosby & Associates. He provides consulting services to various organizations. His specialty is in business culture, measured by meeting or exceeding the organization's own targeted metrics. That's pretty cool. Gilmore, welcome.
Good to be here. Thanks.
Oh, it's great to have you. Hey, so tell me, what is your customer point of pain? What is your CPOP?
Well, people who are not getting the results they have hoped for, and it just goes on and on like that, and they don't know really what to do about it.
There are many organizations who fall into that category where within the organization, they're confused and they don't know next steps. Tell me a little bit more. What do you do?
I apply the methods of Kurt Lewin, who created the profession I'm in, organization development. Basically, I help the people in the organization solve their own problems. So I have faith that they know what to do if they just are somehow helped to have the right conversations, ask the right questions. And if they come up with their own solutions, then they are almost guaranteed to implement them successfully. So that's a big piece of it. If an expert comes up with the solutions, it's less likely to turn into lasting change.
Oh, no, I hear you. As you're talking, it's large organizations need to get things done, get things fixed. And what you're doing is kind of that old change management style. First, what is it that you really need to get done? And then you're helping people understand what that is, get the messaging across, and then they take action.
I'd say that I'm helping them look at it themselves, decide what they think the real problems are, and take actions on those. So a way to think about it is that there's things holding things back. There's forces, is how Lewin talked about it, and there's forces pushing things in the right direction. And most people just try to push things. And when you push, things push back. And so instead, I try to help people figure out, well, what's in the way? And what can you do about what's in the way? And they come up with their ideas about what to do, and they put them into action. It changes things.
Beautiful.
So it's about really how to engage people in a structured way so that the top people aren't trying to do all the solving, which makes the rest of the people more passive.
Yep. I love it. So how do you have credibility to do what you do?
Well, I'm in a chain of walking on the shoulders of giants, really. So Kurt Lewin, again, he passed away back in 1947. He created a bunch of methods for planning change and implementing change. My father stumbled into his methods in 1953 and began applying them in his own life and initially as a Methodist minister, was using them to help with pastors learning how to be more emotionally intelligent, for instance. And then he started working in businesses, and I liked what he did when I was growing up. So in 84, I got the chance to join him. And I've been doing the same type of work ever since. Mm. So that have, 70 or 80 years worth of learning experience.
And you've applied this to a large number of companies.
More than I can count. And mostly large companies. Some places I've been to certainly 100 locations, same company, globally. And one thing about helping people figure out how to solve their own problems, people take to that in cultures all over the world. So, because I'm not there telling them how to be, I'm helping them have the conversation that they have wanted to have and organize their activity. And so it's something that's, I've never run into a culture yet, and I've worked in many countries where the same thing, the same results don't come from it.
That's lovely. So how do you go about sharing your credibility?
Well, I started a newsletter back in 1999. It's continuous. And so I've got a website and I've got a bunch of videos. I do free webinars periodically and I speak at conferences. I write books. So really, I just try to do whatever I can to get out in front of people. I just think it's if you're running a small business and you don't overturn every stone, then you're asking for trouble. I just go after everything I can, like this opportunity here, which I appreciate.
Oh, my pleasure. I was just kind of curious on the social media side, what is your social media tool that you default to most, and what type of time do you spend on it?
Well, I think the thing that's worked for me best is really two things. The webinars have worked well. I mean, that's attracted a lot of people. And I do one every maybe 4 months. The website presence is nice. We get a fair amount of traffic. I've been running a website since 99. It certainly keeps evolving over the years, what you can do with it. But LinkedIn actually also has been good for me. So you found me on LinkedIn, or I found you. I'm not sure which. I think you found me. I've got like 9,000 people I'm linked to there. And I write personal notes to people. I'm doing workshops right now next week in Jamaica, two workshops using Kurt Lewin's T group methods, which is a group dynamic process for learning about how you think about the world and how you handle interactions. It's a really powerful process. But I wrote 900 Jamaicans' personal notes on LinkedIn in the last month, which, you know, took a fair amount of time, but it's worked out. That's the easiest access to what I would call cold calling that I've ever run into.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. So if you're listening to this, you're watching this, and you're recognizing that your firm is somewhat stuck or not moving in the right direction, or you want it to be a bottoms up delivered approach to having them be more effective, having you be more effective, you're going to want to reach out to Gilmore Crosby. Gilmore, what is the best way for people to reach out to you?
Certainly just calling me, texting me. That's how my teenage sons always communicated with me. So calling, texting, the website is a great way to get a hold of me.
And give me your phone number and your website.
CrosbyOD.com is the website. And 302-983-1429 has been my phone number since the dawn of time. And so it's a pretty reliable way to get in touch.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity.
You're welcome. And guys, thanks for watching. Click on the like button, share with your friends, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Live. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and recommend it on the platform you're listening to. You can also get more information at credibilitynation.com. And feel free to see the latest update to the credibility research and get a free PDF copy of the book written on this research at aha.pub/research.